Hello, and welcome to another episode of Worldwide Wonderful Women. I am your host, Paula Harris, and this podcast is for women who are all about learning how to live in God's divine power. It is produced on behalf of Transformed Worldwide Ministries. Thank you so much for being here. Hello. I hope that you and your family will have a great 4th of July celebration. Well, this is episode number 364, and it's entitled, Let the Sparks Fly. As we celebrate the 4th of July and what it means, no doubt somewhere you may observe some fireworks. Now, those sparks flying seem to bring excitement and joy to so many. Has it ever entered your mind that another thing that ignites excitement and joy is many who hear and respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ? Luke chapter 15, verse 7 states, I say to you that likewise there is more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. Can you imagine these fireworks and sparks flying in response to one sinner repenting? I bet you that the excitement and joy in heaven would put ours to shame. But of course, for this to take place, it would take our obedience to the Great Commission given to us by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 to 20 state this great commission, and this is what it says. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Now in Matthew chapter 28, Jesus spoke to them, claiming all authority in heaven and on earth. This authority had been given to Jesus by the Father, and now he was instructing the disciples to go on the basis of that authority. Now, this was not just for the disciples then, but it is for us who are disciples today. Now, please don't brush this podcast off. But listen to it in full and please share it with others because it's going to bless you because this is something that Jesus desires for you, for me, for all of us to do. So the commission contains three commands. Now, listen to what I said. Three commands, not suggestions. Number one, we're to go therefore and make disciples of all nations. So by sharing the gospel or the good news of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the disciples were to see others become learners and followers of our Savior. This was to be every nation, tribe, people, and tongue. It was not just for one class of people. Jesus died in our place, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Not just some, but all of us to God. And that was from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. So if you want to know the details of the gospel message, go to our website and click on Receive New Life in Jesus. And there you will see the gospel message fully presented. So first of all, we're to go and make disciples of all nations. And then number two, we're to baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. In the believer's baptism, Christians publicly identify themselves with God and his family. They acknowledge that God is their Father, that Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior, and that the Holy Spirit is the one who indwells, empowers, and teaches them. And then number three, teach them to observe all things that I have commanded you. This commission goes beyond just evangelism. It's not enough to simply have people believe and then let them go on their own. No, they must be taught to obey the commandments of Christ, that are found in His Word in the Bible. So the essence of discipleship is becoming like our Lord, like our Master. And this is brought about by the teaching of the submission to the Word of God. So again, this commission contains three commandments: to go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Number two, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. And then number three, teach them to observe all things that I have commanded you. Then Jesus added a promise of His spiritual presence and that it would be with them until their tasks on earth were finished. They would not go forth alone or unaided. He would always be there to support and to give the help that was needed. Making disciples involves three steps: going, baptizing, and teaching. And in all of these, Jesus would be with us always. Notice also in the Great Commission that there are four alls: all authority, all nations, all things, all ways. So look at that again. What more could we ask for? When we obey this Great Commission, it sets sparks flying on earth and especially in heaven. Many Christians believe that only pastors or full-time servants can set these sparks flying. That's not true. Each one of us was given the command, not suggestion, by Jesus. So it means that each one of us are given countless opportunities wherever we go to share the gospel and are equipped to do so. No one can save another person or have them put their faith in Jesus Christ. Only God can do that through the power of His Holy Spirit. But we are all called to share the good news or the gospel. So God will indeed bring salvation to them as He did for us. The results of sharing the gospel does not depend on how well we share the gospel or how well we ask spiritual questions. Let me share some suggestions that may make this easier for you to do. The first thing is to pray. Always, always pray about everything. In praying, we're acknowledging our dependence upon God to use us as He pleases in the power of His Holy Spirit. We dare not go in our own strength or our own knowledge. We need His help to be sensitive to His leading and guidance with each individual. Now, there's no cookie-cutter method in obeying the Great Commission. We pray asking and believing that God is going to fill us with His Holy Spirit to accomplish His will. Another thing, treat others with the same courtesy you would desire. You wouldn't like to be disrespected or yelled at or talked down to, so don't do it to another person. Don't turn someone off by acting as if you know it all and they know nothing. In some instances, it would be kind to even ask if you can share your experience with them. Don't use the excuse of Jesus turning over tables to bulldoze or run over others because they're unbelievers. Please, please avoid doing that. Take a step of faith and share your testimony and gospel message with another. There's never any failure in doing this. You will always plant or water another soul, whether you witness their prayer of salvation or not. You may stumble and feel totally inadequate, but that's a good thing, for you will be dependent upon God alone for the results, and it will keep you humble and help you avoid pride in your heart. As you have conversations with others, here are some questions that may lead into sharing the gospel or your personal testimony. You might ask questions like, "Would you mind sharing with me the greatest piece of wisdom that was ever passed on to you? What is your greatest desire? What are your thoughts about life? Do you believe there's a God? What concerns you most when you think about your future? What experience in life has brought you the most joy? Yes, indeed, life has so many seasons. What season are you experiencing at this time? What do you enjoy most at this time in your life? Have you ever read the Bible? Do you know who Jesus is? What do you do when trouble enters your life? When you are sincere in obeying the commission and loving people, you will see more and more how God will use ordinary circumstances in your life to bring about opportunities to set off these sparks for someone else. Stumbling, fear, feeling inadequate, being rejected, it's all a part of this journey. You're not alone. I've experienced these over and over again. Believe me, I have. No one should ever feel that they're a pro in reaching others. Over time, you'll become more comfortable, but watch any attitude of thinking that you're a professional in reaching souls. We can do nothing apart from God. Finally, here are some actions that you can take to initiate a conversation to share the gospel and to set off these sparks. Bake a pie or an item to share. Take it over to someone. That can open up a conversation. Share a potted plant that maybe you put a track with it and give it to someone. Offer to babysit one night so a young couple can go on a date. Hopefully that will open up conversation. When paying a bill at the store or in the mall, include a track. Invite someone else to lunch and there share your testimony. In certain circumstances, you can invite a person to church or to some event at church. Share a recipe or some craft that you do with a person and then share the gospel or your testimony. Strike up a conversation at the gym, at the doctor's office while you're waiting, maybe when you're at a sports game. There are so many ordinary daily places that we go that can lead into sharing your testimony. Maybe you can say, hey, I have this Gospel of John that I'm sharing with people. Would you like a copy? Ask God for wisdom on how you can share the gospel and your testimony with others. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30 states, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise." So go ahead, set off your own fireworks and let the sparks fly above in heaven and on earth. I trust that you will. And smile, Jesus loves you. Thank you for listening. To make sure you do not miss any future episodes, please subscribe to our podcast. We want all to be able to live in God's divine power. Also, sign up for our monthly newsletter on our website, twmforjesus.org. Please do share our podcast with others. And Lord willing, we'll be together next month.